Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to Devon Franklin and Nick Cannon. I saw the movie. I love it.
Really?
School Dance? Yeah. It is so stupid.
First directorial debut. That's what it is. It's directorial debut.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, Tom, Sybil, and Jay? All to all the AKs. I'll see y'all in Charlotte this weekend. I'm doing their golf tournament again, Tom. And got another suit ready for them, Tom.
a suit for the golf tournament?
No, for the AKs. Oh. I got the green linen pants for the golf tournament.
Pink?
God. Pink shirt, yes. Thank you very much. Courtesy of Nike. Thank you. All right, then. Come on now. You got to represent. When I'm at that Sigma convention, I'm going to show you how to wear blue and white. All right, then. Tom, lots of discussion. You know, look, we've had lots of hatred and just folks just going after the president. You got Speaker Boehner trying to sue him. You got crazy Sarah Palin running her damn mouth, talking about he need to be impeached, all that nonsense. But what a lot of people are talking about is this column in a New York newspaper, in the Westview News. Jim Collier wrote this piece where he said the N-word in the White House, but he did not say the N-word. They actually spelled it out, and he laid out the level of racism that is directed at the president. He joins us this morning. Mr. Collier, how you doing?
Well, I'm fine.
All right, then. So you've been getting lots of heat because your newspaper spelled out the N-word in the column. Why did y'all do this here? Because clearly it offended a lot of people, even folks on your staff.
Well, I think the point was very simple. I'm trying to make it clear, as I think a lot of people understand, that there are a great many people in the United States who continue to think of blacks, African Americans, whatever term you want to use, as the N-word. That's the way they think about it. That's the way I think that's one of the big problems that we have in the United States, with people continue to thinking that way. And I wanted to make that point, and the way to make that point was to spell it out, and that's what I did.
And you said a large minority have for some 6 years been quietly angry that they must have in the White House a member of an inferior class of people.
Yes, that's true. I mean, look, I've just been told, I haven't seen it myself, but I've just been told there's somebody down in somewhere down in the South, I think it might be South Carolina, who's got a sign up on his lawn saying, we don't want niggers in the White House. Now, that's going on. There it is right there for you. And I was trying to bring this problem up and address it so that we can do something about it.
And you put it on Front Street, and again, folks said you shouldn't say it. Do you have more of a problem with people saying you should not have spelled it out, should not have said it, should not have used it, as opposed to folks not being angry with those who actually believe that?
Well, yeah, I think that's the point. Why am I taking this flack for using this word when I'm in fact trying to do something about it? People get angry with me for using the word, but I will be clear about this. I've had a lot of response. I've had a lot of emails from people who've read the article, and almost all of them have said it's a great article. You've really hit the nail on the head, and so forth and so on. But I think the key point was you want to make it clear that people are that word is being used all the time in the United States.
Well, you had some sheriff who called the president that and wouldn't apologize for several weeks. He finally resigned. And you have other instances as well. So do you certainly believe that with the election of President Obama, it has caused folks to all of a sudden go, oh, my God, what's happening? They're taking over the country.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of that. I mean, after all, if you look back 20 years ago or so, it would certainly at that time it seemed to me that it was impossible that we'd ever have a black president in the United States. Well, times have changed and things have certainly improved a great deal from when I was a kid or when I was back there in college, where in the college I went to, we had a fraternity system the way you have in a lot of colleges. And the blacks just were not invited to join any of those fraternities. You just didn't see them.
How was the discussion between you and your editor, or how much discussion, perhaps I should ask, between you and your editor when you decided to write this as well as the title of it?
He was a little, my editor was a little bit nervous about it. He wasn't sure that he ought to do it.
Shocking.
But he, in the end, he said, well, okay, if Jim Collier wants to do this, I think that we ought to do it. So he went ahead with it. He's a little concerned about it now, but you have to give him credit for being willing to do it.
He probably has never moved as many newspapers in his life as he has because of your articles.
That's absolutely true, and I pointed that out to him. I said, George, look.
I'm moving newspapers.
Which is not easy to do these days.
Not easy to do. Let me ask one last question. In your lifetime, your children's lifetime, and your grandchildren's lifetime, do you think we will have another black president?
I don't think it's going to happen right away. I think what's
your lifetime,
been so much
your children's
about
lifetime,
that.
And your grandchildren's life, and your great grandchildren's lifetime. Do you think we'll see another black president?
Well, sure. If you're going to extend out, for four or five more generations, of course we will.
You think so?
Sure.
I hope so.
I agree too.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
But I want to also know: do you think we'll still be using the N-word at that time?
I think so. I think that's not going to go away. Look, I mean, people use words, similar words about Jews. They use similar words about Muslims and so forth and so on.
That's not going anywhere.
That's part of the human condition.
Well, Jim, you certainly brought the funk, stood up for the president. You called folks out, and you said with no sense in mincing words. It's caused a lot of controversy, a lot of discussion. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much, Jim Collier. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, and listen to our show, Jim Collier, on 103.9. We're on in New York.
There you go.